Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. Come fill my life in the inside, in the inside of me. So let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. Come fill my heart in the inside, in the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be lifted high, for you to be glorified. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises rise. How many of you ready? From the inside, from the inside of me. Come fill my life, hey, in the inside, in the inside of me. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want, is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want, is for you to be glorified.
I think it is time now. The very peak of the day, the very moment we've been waiting for. And I guess excited at the moment like this, because God is so unpredictable. When he brings this servant of his into our midst, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to make some noise, put your hands together, and let's receive the ministry.
Yes.
Of Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Put your hands together, make some noise.
All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. For you to be lifted high. His name is power. His name is healing. His name deliverance. His name is power. His name is anointing. His name is breakthrough. His name is healing. His name is power, his name deliverance, his name. victorious name.
Yes, yes.
It's a marvelous name.
Yes, Lord.
It's a name that heals.
Jesus.
The name above all names.
Come on.
That name is Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
That name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey. That name is Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hey. That name is Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hey. That name is Jesus.
Yes.
Hey. That name is Jesus. Jesus. When I call on you, prisons are open. Call on you, nations arise. When I call on you, problems are solved. When I call on you, doors are open. When I call on you, my eyes are open. Call on you, I hear you coming. Call on you, I hear the chains. When I call on you, lift your voice up. When I call on you, prisons are open. Call on you, chains are falling. Call on you, healing takes place. Call on you, hey. When I call on you, Jesus. Call on you, Jesus. Call on you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Call on you,
Jesus.
Jesus. That name is Jesus. 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 There is something about your name.
Lift your hands.
Mighty Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and ask the Lord to fill you.
Jesus.
Fill me.
Jesus.
Fill me, Lord.
There is something about
fill me.
Your name.
Fill me, Lord.
Precious.
Fill me, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This will change.
Yes.
You are feeling me.
Lord, fill me.
Your name.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you.
Jesus.
We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say,
Lord,
have your way.
Have your way.
Jesus.
Have your way.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Everybody lift your hands and ask the Lord. Lord, have your way.
Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
There is something.
Have your way.
Yes.
Have your way in my life.
Yes, yes,
your
yes.
Name.
Have your way in my life.
Yes, have your way.
Precious.
Have your way in my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
For what you will do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. It's a blessing to see you in church on Sunday. Are you happy to be in church on Sunday?
Oh, yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Are you sure you are happy to be in church on
yes.
Sunday? One of your greatest privileges is to be in God's presence, because you can easily be in another type of presence, Satan's presence, the presence of devils. This morning I want to take you on a journey to show you a fight you must fight. A fight you must fight. If you don't fight, you will lose what is in your hand. In life, you have to fight to get something. And then you have to also fight to hold it. That's why even when we are having marriages and weddings, we say to have and to hold. You fight to have it. It's like marriage. For the best example I can give is marriage. You fight to have it. To have a husband. To have a wife. And then, when you've had the wife, then you enter into another realm of battle to also hold her. And when I say hold, for some husbands, is to literally hold the woman. Yes. You can marry a woman and not literally hold her. You can marry a man and not be able to literally hold him. So in Liberia, we say, you got the ring, I got the man. You got the ring, I got the man. I'm not saying it well. There's a Liberian accent. My daughter is not here. She would have. You got the ring. I ain't got no ring, baby. But I got the man. It's a fight everywhere. Yeah. Anybody who stops fighting has stopped living. Even when you have fought to get money to buy the phone, you must fight to have to keep it. Because somebody is coming to steal the phone from your hand. You got the ring, but I got the man. I am a grandfather by the grace of God. And when I see my granddaughter eating, to eat, it's a fight. She reminds me of Job 7:1. The whole life of man upon the earth is a warfare. I don't know what is so even the person sitting by the computer, he has to fight to be there. If you don't, if you are in the office, you don't fight, you'll be sacked. Yeah. If you make another mistake, I'll sack you. And I mean it, I'm not joking. If you try another stupidity, I'll sack you. Try it again. Because my estimation of you is that you are very intelligent. But if I'm wrong, then I don't mind being wrong. Everything is a fight. You fight to go to school. You fight to pass your exam. Everything is a fight. Now, today, I want to teach you one of the big fights you must fight. Say the big fight. You know, there are many boxing matches. But there are some that are build the big fight. The fight of the century. Yeah, the big one. Now, the big fight you have to fight as a Christian is a fight for your chair. Your chair. When you are in Jesus Christ, when you get born again, one of the things you are given is not just a Bible. It's not just a hymn book. But you are also given a seat, a chair. Now, what chair? Is it your chair as a CEO or your chair as a personal assistant? No. Your chair is where you sit. Where you sit. Every born again Christian is sitting somewhere. Not in a classroom. Not in a managing director's chair. You are sitting somewhere. You want to know where you are sitting? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And has raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The first thing that has happened to you, I know that nobody has told you, that's why I'm telling you. You have been raised. You have been raised. As soon as you give your life to Christ, you occupy a place higher than your classmates who have not given themselves to Christ. Higher than the boys in your area. Higher than your family members. Anybody who is born again is at a higher level than any member of your family. No matter how rich. No matter what salary he earns or she earns. When you are born again, you are raised. Raised. And when you are raised, where you sit, your chair, your seat is at a very, very high place. You are elevated. A lot of things are below you. A lot of things are below you. That a man will play with your breast. Say, it's below me.
It's below me.
Why is it below you? Because where you are sitting, such things don't happen there. You know it happens, but it happens below you. To take your phone to bet. Say, it's below me. Say, where I am sitting, betting doesn't take place there. Can you imagine me betting? Imagine it as I'm betting. So, me bo avieta.
No.
It happens. It happens. But it is below my level. Why? Am I a great man? Am I an Ewe man? Am I a Frafra man? Why am I talking like that? Because I have been elevated high. You've been lifted to the top.
Imagine me in my room watching pornography. Say, it's below me. But many of you, that's the level you are at. That's where you are. So, while you are sitting, it's a very... Can you imagine me? I'm going to marry her in 6 months' time, and we are having sex right now. We are marrying in May. Say, it's below me. Can you imagine me sending an invoice to my boss and I've added 10 to the figures? Sir, it's below me. Satan is not happy at all. You see, even to be sitting in church is one of your most elevated positions. To be sitting. That's this plastic chair you are sitting on. You see, why is it a battle to fight to remain sitting there? Why? Because where you are sitting is exactly where somebody was and he fell. Yes. And he doesn't like it. Nobody wants to be replaced. That's why when you write an exam and you fail, you get sad. But for just 1 minute, you just adjust yourself. And the next minute, you ask around how many also failed. Yes, you failed. You are sad. But suddenly, you want to make sure. Once you hear that Cecilia Abuadi failed. Oh, I'm baby being trapped. I never walk alone. I'm preaching. It's amazing, sir. I am preaching the word of God to you. You are in the synagogue, and I'm preaching God's word to you. Satan is not happy at all that you are sitting in church. He's not happy at all. He will be very excited to know that next week you are not coming to church. No, he's not happy at all. Yeah, he's not happy. Because to sit in church means to occupy a very high position. And some of you don't like to come to church. Some of you are in church today. You are sitting there because of me. Just for me to see that you are in church. But you don't want to be. This is not the place you want to be. Ah, what do you think I'm doing? I'm preaching. You don't want to be in church. That's not where you want to be. If you had your own way, your own power, your own choices, you'd not be sitting in a nonsense place like this. Nonsense place like this. But what you don't know is that we see through you. To be in Christ, Satan doesn't like it. Your enemies don't like it. Your family members. No, because this is where you are going to get a husband. It's very likely because you are sitting on this red chair, the probability that you will have a wedding is very high. And they don't want it. They would like you to have 3 children with 7 fathers. I'm preaching. A
it doesn't excite them at all. Especially when they hear that you are also a shepherd. They want you to go to school. Engineering, law, get the job, be there, be at the top. But don't be serious in church. You see, there is nobody who can claim a relationship with God without a very, very inalienable connection to the house of God. Anybody you know who is playing with church is just like a church attendee, has no role to play in the house of God. Just attends and goes away. You have seen somebody who is under a strong delusion that he has a relationship with God. One of the signs that you have a relationship with God is that you are plugged into his house. It's like you are a church boy. You are a church woman. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And in verse 6, and I will dwell. That word dwell is to be connected in such a way that you cannot be extracted. Many of you sitting here, you are just a little problem away from being blown away from the church. Today, Satan, that's an announcement. I only came to give an announcement. It's not an announcement of a camp or Good Friday. It's the announcement that Satan wants your chair in that heavenly place. He wants to remove you. That's the breaking news. He's after your chair. Because he himself, that's where he was. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down? So the words being used to describe Lucifer is down, fallen, cut, down. That's where he is. And he also wants you to be brought down. All Satan has done in this world is to fall from a height. Jesus said in Luke 10, 18, I beheld Satan fall. Luke 10, 18. I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. He's falling. Satan's profession is to fall, is to bring people down, to lower you from a husband to a former husband, to lower you from a wife to a former wife, to lower you from a pastor to an ordinary church member. To lower you from a pastor of a 10,000 member church to a pastor of a 387 member church. He is a fallen being. Revelation 12, verse 7. Revelation 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. 8. And prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. That's it. Neither was their place found. Satan's plan is that when we are looking for you in high places, we don't find you, but we find you in a drinking bar. We find you in a boyfriend's house. We find you in a weed smoking den. We find you where unbelievers are. His place in heaven was not found. His plan for you is that next year, when we are looking for you on a Sunday afternoon, we will not look for you in church. It will not occur to anybody to enter a church to look for you. I was in a country, West African country. And the security detail that were with us said, every day at 3 o'clock or 5, I forget the time, the former president of this country, he comes to that street after. Every day he comes there. I said, wow, then this is a very posh area. He said, no, no, no. So what's he doing there? Is it one of his mansions? He said, no, there's a drinking bar there. Not that I heard a story. What Satan wants to do to your life, you have not imagined it. You see, the title of today's message is How to Avoid Becoming a Habitation of Devils. Amen. How to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. Devils want to make you their house. How to avoid? Many of you have a world view. Even not just a world view, a Christology, your understanding of Christ does not accommodate the presence of devils. Many of you don't think of devils. You think of khaki and white. You think of mathematics. You think of a car. You think of the key to the vault. You think of your house. You think of cement. You think of land. You think of indenture. You think of your job. You think of your office. Few people think about the devil. He's not on many people's mind. And it is in the interest of your enemy that the devil is not on your mind. It's so important. You are like somebody who doesn't think about gems. I mean, anybody who wants you dead will receive it as good news. That this sister doesn't think about gems. Hello, sir. I'm preaching. I mean, if I want you dead and I'm looking for which gun to use to kill you or which bow and arrow to hire to kill you, and I hear from some people gossiping that the person I want to kill doesn't think about gems, I will stop looking for the gun. It's a waste of my time. The surest way to kill yourself is not to think of gems. You go to the toilet, you finish, no, your hand is in wache. Hey. I mean, washing of hands, washing of things. I mean, if I want you dead, if you are a sister and I want you dead, and I hear that you don't wash your panties, I'll stop praying such prayers. That you can wear one panty for 7 days. 3 of the days are your period. I am preaching graphically for you to understand what I'm saying. Because soon, I'm convinced that you are going to pick a UTI, go into PID, ascend to peritonitis, move into some
some form of lung infection, and before you know it, sepsis and septicemia has ended your life. 7 days. I said, I'm looking for a gun to kill you. I'm looking for a bow and arrow to rent. As I'm on my way looking for a gun, this brother tells me that this girl doesn't think about James. I'll stop going to look for a gun. It is in the interest of your enemy that you don't think about James. Anybody who buys soap, who buys Dettol, anybody who buys disinfectant has got germs on her mind. Or I should stop preaching today. It's the same way Satan is happy that you are living a life with a worldview, a devil-free, demon-free worldview. It makes you careless. Imagine I've gone to the toilet, I've finished. No, you are eating sandwich. Let me taste. You give birth to a baby, the baby poops. You clean the baby. You want to finish that? The same hand you mask and care with the baby for the baby. Then you don't understand what I'm saying. Right? Yes. The water sellers. The hand enters somewhere now. Open talia na meko. Kosiani meko. I'm preaching. There is no devil. See, when I look at your life and the nonchalant way you are even walking with God, I can tell that devils are not on your mind. When I examine your attitude towards church, your attitude towards the Bible, your attitude towards God, I see that in your worldview, evil spirits are not part of the things you think about. And once you don't think about something, you are careless about it. And it is in the interest of Satan that you are careless about the presence of evil spirit. I'm talking to you about how to avoid being filled with devils. Many of you don't know that you are already being filled with evil spirits. Yeah. It's so easy. You see, there are certain things, if you did a little science, you those of you who did a little science will be happy with these references I'm making. Our students don't understand what I'm talking about. But there's a way to see whether even a reaction is even possible. It's possible. Yeah. I mean, can they happen? Can these substances mix? How will you know? You know it by something they call the entropy, delta S. If delta S is positive, it means it can't happen. It can't happen. If delta S is negative, it means it can happen spontaneously. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody here. Now, I want to tell you. Evil spirits entering your life. That's why the title of the message is not how to be filled with evil spirits. Nobody needs that message. No, nobody needs that. How to be filled with evil spirits? It's not necessary because it is something that is happening anyway. With or without your permission, you are being filled with evil spirits. It's not important. Like I've come today, this morning, I've come with a message, and it's an all-time five-star message, and the title of the message today is How to Walk as a Human Being. Anticlimax. How to eat jollof rice. Rather, the teaching should be how not to eat jollof rice. Because not to eat requires wisdom and energy. Evil spirits, how to avoid becoming. It could have been how to become a habitation of devils. That title is a nonsense title because, you see, evil spirits are naturally flowing into you because you are made up of sin. In sin did my mother conceive me. So evil spirits coming to you is not a big deal. We were born. Look at me now. I was born by, the only thing my mother gave me was how to fornicate. I was born to drink. I was born to lie. I was born to commit adultery. It's normal for me. I don't need an effort. Today I'm determined I'm going to commit adultery. Hey, in Jesus' name. Just go to the office and come. As you go to the office, the girl is clean. As she has bent, the panties are showing. It's the beginning of 5 minutes. Normally 5.5 minutes. 5 minutes, 28 seconds. I should stop preaching. But your own is even 2 minutes. Some are even minute men. Okay, let's welcome Reverend Ekins. You know, this church, one day, one of these days, I will stop coming here. I'm telling you, you may think I'm joking. Look, I just came from my church. I felt happy. I mean, the flow is nice. This church, you don't like the messages I preach. Really? It's a good message I'm preaching. But I feel that you don't want it. So I should preach. How many of you feel that I should preach? Then I'm preaching now. You don't need an effort to sin. My little granddaughter, I see her. I was going to kiss her. She brought her lips. You were born to chew lips. That you are not kissing is very strange. It's very strange. You better start kissing. Devil. 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 It is inalienable. You've been a dancing star for 2 years and 6 months. You are still watching pornography because you were born to watch pornography. It's normal. It's normal that you and I are fornicating. It's normal. It's normal. There's nothing magical about it. Rather, not to fornicate. Aha! I now have to clap your hands. That the brother is not fornicating. The pastor is not committing adultery. The sister is not watching pornography. Clap your hands for the sister. Evil spirits entering you ain't no big deal, baby.
a big deal. In fact, you are a devil yourself. So when they come in, they are looking for that. Oh no, it's true. Matthew 12, the evil spirits, they call you my house. Watch the English. This is Bible, not a poem I wrote. So I will go to my house. My house. I shall return. I will return into what? Into what? That space. I will return into that man. I will return into that building. I like the girl in the brown shirt. No. I will return to what? My house. You Abba. You are a devil. And they like you. Some of you even look like devils. I'm preaching a very important message. I mean, to destroy yourself, you don't even need to go to class one. To destroy yourself is the easiest thing to do. Have you not seen that it's so easy for a stone that is 100 meters in the air to fall down? But it's so difficult for a stone that is down to go 100 meters up. Yeah, that's how your life is. Wherever God has placed you, coming down is the easiest thing you can do. That's why I am here to announce to you that there is a way you can still keep yourself high up in heavenly places. Remain there. Remain there. That's it. So, the first way to have, I'm preaching, baby. Or should stop. The first way for you to avoid becoming a habitation. Now, let's not go to the first way. Let me show you that in the Bible, somebody can be a habitation. Revelations 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is falling! It's a strong voice. Was it strong enough? Babylon the Great is fallen. It's fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils. I pray that in your lifetime, it will not be announced that Philip the Mighty is falling. Abner the rich is falling. Domevlo, the married man, is falling. Aglevito, the rich mason, is falling. I want to announce to you, if you are great, you can be great today, tomorrow, to the last day of your life, and die being great. If evil spirits get you, you'll be surprised. Some of you think that you are so carnal that you are the friend of devils. Look. What? I don't know why you have been in church for 3 years and nobody has taught you. There is no amount of unspirituality you will live and practice that will make you a friend of evil spirits. You will always be their enemy. Your unspirituality only makes it easy for them to come at you. No number of joints of weed you will smoke will make you the friend of Satan. He hates you.
If you read Wendy Alex, The Fall of Lucifer, they got incensed just at the thought that God had made something called man. Say, no fornication, no adultery. One brother said he sleeps with only 6 women a week. Yeah, recently. And what is special about him is that he doesn't repeat. Kwame, Kweku Ba. I'm telling you, he doesn't repeat. Like to sleep with a woman 2 times. Never. Every week, brand new sex. Big sex. He's there. Babylon the Great is falling. One of these days, may we not hear that you have left church. That you no longer attend church. You are now a Rastafarian. Or you are the girlfriend of a Rasta man. Babylon is falling. And watch it. Babylon. Babylon represents a place, a person, an idea, a lifestyle. I want to say to you today, it is Satan's plan to bring you down. Don't allow him. I'll take it again. Mommy, it's Satan's plan. I don't know wherever you are in life, whether it's financial, height, social, marital, spiritual, business, whatever. But Satan does not like to see people occupying the place he used to occupy. That you are sitting in church listening to the word of God doesn't please him. He wants to bring you down. And how he does that is to make sure that he fills you with devils. Because once devils fill you, it means your destiny becomes the destiny of devils. Calm down. Baby girl, when you are 60 years, I want to see you in church. I got born again 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I gave my life to Christ. I was like this. You see my hand? I was like this. And I turned like this. 40 years ago. I'm still in the house of God. By the grace of God. I'm praying that you too, 40 years to come, you'll be in the house of God. Amen. That's why you must listen to me. Now, the first thing to do to avoid becoming a habitation of devils is to fill your life with good things. Fill your life with good things. Good things. Fill your life. Ha ha ha! One of the things the devil likes is empty spaces. Yes. In a field of medicine, we call it lacuna. Yes, lacuna. A lacuna is a void. It's a space. Nothing is in it. In some circles, we call them vacuoles. Vacualization of your life. Many of you sitting here, you've got empty pockets. Pockets of air.
You don't want to fill your life with good things. What are good things? Not money, not a job. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. I want to tell you, listen to me very well. If there will ever be any good thing in you, Paul said, for in me, that is, in my flesh, lieth no good thing. How so true? For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There is nothing good in you. Any good thing that comes into your life will be something you took and put into your life. No good thing will enter your life by osmosis. Unlike masturbation and pornography and fornication and adultery and stealing and lying, these ones, they just flow naturally into your life spontaneously. If you will ever have any good thing in your life, even one verse in the Bible, it will come by what we call in science active uptake. You take it. Take it. The things you don't take are pornography. That one you don't take. Adultery, you don't take. You wait. I'm talking to somebody listening to me in this service. Not everybody. I'm talking to one person. You see what you are doing? Soon, we are going to hear the news that you are falling. And I will come to you and I will explain how you got to where you are. Let me continue my preaching. I know that in me, when you see flesh, don't see devil. Flesh means your normal life. Flesh is you. You. I am, and here I am flesh. I'm not spirit. Me, you are looking at flesh. Flesh is preaching. Flesh is laying hands. Flesh is having a crusade. Flesh is eating at home. Flesh is batting. Flesh is sleeping. I am flesh. You are also flesh. Galatians 2:20. Paul said, the life I now live in the flesh. Your flesh. This life is your flesh. And there is no good thing in it. It's just by the grace of God that you have made it. That you passed your exam in school. That you got this job. That you have married with this ring. It's by the grace of God that you have a beloved. There is nothing good in you. Anything that is good in you, with anything we find in you that is good, will be something you took and put into your life. The things that just come into your life, it's kissing, smoking, sexing, fondling, masturbating. The church is quiet. It means I'm being driven out of here. things. How many of you want good things? You must put them in your life. You see, in Matthew 12, you realize that when the evil spirits entered, they found it, these are the words, empty, swept, and made nice. Many of you have been garnished with titles, garnished with reverend, garnished with pastor, garnished with percentile leader, garnished with main singer, garnished with lead singer, garnished with, is it macaroni yellow? What is that? Eh? Canary yellow. I thought macaroni yellow. Whatever it is you are yellowing. Many of you are garnished, but you are empty. How do I know you are empty? You have never made an effort to take something good to put into your life. Like we find you every day, you take a verse, you take two verses, you put them into your life. You take the Holy Spirit and you put them into your life. You take righteousness. We have never seen you taking anything. You have not seen you taking a book to read. No good thing. In Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, it says, thy words were found. And I did eat them. It only means that, what is it you find? It's what you are looking for. That when you find, you are happy. You will never benefit from a message I just sent you. You will hear it. You will enjoy it. But it will not be what it ought to be. What makes it nice is that you were looking for it. I want you from today to look for Bibles, to look for verses, to look for a place to do ministry. Thy words were found, and I did what? Eat them. Have you noticed that you are on the Grand Shine page? We post links of messages every Monday on the page, but you don't listen to it because you will never eat something you are not looking for. You will never eat something you are not looking for. Whatever is nice. So you see there, and thy word, watch it. Thy word was unto me the joy. Say joy. And rejoicing. Say joy. Say rejoicing. Yes. This is not how you are. You are sitting here not happy. Yeah, that's not how you are. That's no joy. I'm the one preaching. I can see you. That's no joy. Even while you are sitting in church on a Sunday morning, while there are chairs around, tells me that there's no joy. You are not, it's not, something else has brought you here. I'm telling you. It's not because you are an apostle. It's not because you are an apostle. She and me understand. She has a baby. Are you pregnant? Why are you sitting here? You are with the media team. And what are you doing with them? Are you projecting now? Yes. Always the busyness. The busyness is what makes you catch yourself. I don't hate you. Mommy, do I hate you? Do you feel I hate you? I don't hate you. I'm just speaking the truth. That in a church service, it's not that like the place is full and this is the only space left to choose to sit here. It's a sign that you are not happy to be here. Something else has brought you to church. I'm not happy to be here. You are just waiting for the service to end for you to go home. And how do we know? Because after today, we will never see you or hear of you in a choir, in any group, in a bus center. Nothing. Nothing. I'm preaching the truth to you. The next time we see you here will be Sunday. Oh, yes. There's no joy. So, you know, what will fill you will be devils. Because nature abhors a vacuum. Any space you leave is the space evil spirits occupy. If there are evil spirits in you, it means that you refuse to fill your life with something good. And that void became the habitation of a devil. If there are 1,000, you can imagine how many spaces are in you. Some of you have spaces in your mind, spaces in your eyes, spaces in your ears, spaces in your breast, spaces in your testicles, spaces in your vagina, spaces in your toes. You are just one mass of lacunae. I'm preaching, sir. The people who worked with God, they were not three quarters. Many of you are one quarter, 1 gallon, 1 gallon Christians. Do you know 1 gallon? I mean, you grew up in East Legon. This man doesn't know 1 gallon. If you use structure like we do, you know 1 gallon. Gow, gow. Gow, gow. Many of you here are gow, gow Christians. 1 gallon Christians. Enough to get by. Singers in the choir, enough to get by. And it is wonderful. Yesterday, I met singers. At midnight, I was sitting with singers. I showed them my music. I'm not a singer. I don't remember the last time I sang one complete song. I asked them, do you know this? Do you have this? You don't know this? No. They just the song they are going to sing. Enough is what gao gao. Enough. Some of you sitting here, you don't know about, but you just know the pastor enough to be attached to the church. Gao gao. But the guys who worked with God, they were not gal gal 1 gallon Christian. Girls, don't be gal gal Christian. Fill your life. Fill your life with good things. Don't leave no space. Any spirit, evil spirit in you, is your creation. How did you create it? You created it by not filling your life with something good. In Exodus 35, verse 30, Moses said to the children of Israel, behold, the Lord has called Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God. He has what? Filled him with the Spirit of God. He has what? Filled him. Bezalel wasn't a pastor. Bezalel wasn't a priest. Bezalel was a craftsman. He was a carpenter, mason, this type of artificer. Well, that type of thing. Ordinary, he wasn't a pastor. You don't need to be a pastor to be filled. One of these days, you will pay a high price for the spaces you created in your life. Watch me carefully. You don't need to be a pastor to be filled. Bezalel wasn't a pastor. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The people who worked with God well, they were not gal gal 1 gallon Christians. They were always filled
That's why Paul said, be filled with the Spirit. That originally means being filled. Being filled. We don't say that in English. But in the original Greek, the grammar is being filled. Constant, because you can feel yourself right now by just going to town and coming back. You've seen some buttocks, some thighs, some shaking breasts, some lips. You've seen some legs. You've seen some toenails. Mummies, you'll be drained. So as soon as you come back for refilling. Being filled. Nobody who walked with God, walked with him with just a little to get by. This type of Christianity with just enough scriptures to get by. Enough of knowing the pastor to get by. Enough of a song to get by. Enough association to get by. It smacks of devils. We are not doing things to get by. I told them, I said, when I was in the university, in my room, I'll find some pictures to show you one day. I asked my wife, she must have some pictures. M23, Legon Hall, my room, the walls were plastered with verses. Oh, yes. Verses. I had a friend in UST who did art. I would give him some verses to do artwork on a very big sheet. I mean, hard, I don't forget the name of the paper. You see, it would be in my room, a big one, a mural, sort of. One of the big ones was 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name. When you entered my room, that was the verse that greeted you. And apart from that, I had A4 sheets with felt pen. I had a friend who had a very, very good calligraphy. He wrote the verses for me. I'll buy 4 sheets and give him 4 verses. My room, the walls, verses. I wasn't learning to be a pastor. I was learning to be a doctor. I was a medical student. I wasn't in a Bible school. But I've given my all to Jesus. That's the person God is looking for. All to Jesus. All. This type of 1 gallon Christianity, you are the one practicing it. It has never been. It's now. I bet it also existed then. It's your brand of Christianity. It's your what? It's your brand. You have chosen this type of gal, 1 gallon Christianity. 1 verse a month. 1 verse in 2 months. No verse in the week. It's called gal. And you see them always. They are parked by the roadside. Always. And you see them running with a gallon. Every act is an emergency. The petrol you need for your marriage, for your business, for your personal life, you will never have it. Enough for Sunday. Enough to be in the church. So when it comes to your daily marriage life, most people wearing wedding rings are uselessly incapable of marrying. They have neither the grit, nor the temerity, nor the endurance, not even the experience in the word to live with a woman. Incapable of making a woman happy. Incapable of submitting himself to a woman. The only verse he knows is, wives, submit yourself to a man. Incapable of loving a woman. Useless husbands. Masquerading as pastors and believers and Christians. Gal. Full tank is every day Bible study. Every day quiet time. Every day listening to a message. Full tank is every day. Be
failed. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken while they were assembled. And they were all galled with the Spirit. They were all given 1 gallon of anointing. They were all given 1 teaspoon. No, they were all what? Filled. Most of these people sitting around you, they are not born again. I'm telling you in English. Your disinterest in the word of God reveals your true state. You know, church has a way of deceiving people. Once we hear that you have a good voice, you're on the stage. Once you give good offerings, you sow good seeds, you're the pastor's friend. You have your number. I'm preaching in English. I said, God, the good things, he doesn't like quarter tank, half tank, always full. As soon as it drops to 5-6, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you rich. I know you have money, but do you also have scriptures? I know you have beauty. Look at the size of your buttocks. Look at the size of your things. Are you also rich in the word of God? And that is what, to be rich with money and not be rich with God makes you a fool. And it's not me. Anybody you know who is rich, when I say anybody, A-N-Y body, who has a lot of money but doesn't have God, is a fool. You have met a fool. He may be your uncle, he may be your sister, he may be your whatever, he may be the whatever of the country or the whatever. He's a fool. You are looking live at a fool. The only person Jesus called a rich fool was what was he was described. He was rich, but not rich towards God. Look at your hair. Beautiful hair, beautiful makeup. You are going to use glue to add edges. Glue. You will do everything to enhance your facial appearance, but you will not do anything to enhance your spiritual face, your spiritual life, your spiritual being, your spiritual destiny. You are a fool. You fool. That's why you cannot address. Any man can come and play with you. Yeah, yes. 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 But look at it. Some people were threatening the apostles. In Acts 4, verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, by what power or by what name have you done this? Life will ask you questions. Your friends will ask you questions. Your boss will ask you questions. That girl will ask you, why won't you sleep with me? That boy will ask you, why won't you allow me? Life will ask you questions. And it's only those. Look at who answered. Check it out. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. said to them, "You rulers, you devils, you killed the Jesus God sent. It is that man and in his name that we have made this man whole. Devils." Then they sent him. If you go down, they wanted to beat them. They didn't beat them because the people would be angry and so on. Then they told them, "Go, or we shouldn't find you preaching." Yes, they had commanded them to go. But when they had commanded them to go, they conferred among themselves, 16, saying, "What shall we do to these men? Because a notable miracle has been done, and we can't deny it." 17, "But we should not allow this nonsense to spread." So they threatened them never to speak again. "We should never find you preaching in that useless name." Is it clear? Look at the answer Peter gave them. Verse 18. "But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you, is it because you are my boss? When you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be shaking. Yes, I'm sorry. I won't preach again. I'm sorry. No more. I won't do it again." Yeah. Many of you, you are just pleasing bosses, friends, pleasing people. You don't have the guts and the grit to stand up and say, "I'm born again," because of what? You are what? A gal Christian. And I'm saying today as a prophecy, you will pay for it. The time hasn't come. Most of you will remember me in tattered clothing talking to you. How do you avoid devils from filling you? Fill your life. Fill what? Fill your life. Number two, fill your life with preaching messages. Mark 1:21. They went into Capernaum. I'm ending now. And he entered into a synagogue and taught. Verse 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. Verse number 23. Look at it. Look. "And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit." And as Jesus was preaching, Makatasaba, he didn't lay his hands. Preaching. As you are sitting here and I'm preaching, evil spirits are leaving you. Yeah, I'm telling you, devils are leaving you. I said, devils are leaving you. The man began to cry, "Leave us alone." What does this tell you? He was one man, but he was many. Many of us sitting here are seven in one. A man was talking. He said, "Leave." I thought he would say, "Leave me alone." Yes. Leave what? Me alone. Or what did he say? Leave what? Us. I doubt that there's anybody here who is spiritually singular. I'm not spiritually singular. I'm filled with anointings. You are watching one. Big anointings. What has also filled you? You are not alone. What has filled you? How do you know what has filled you? How can we tell what has filled you? How do we diagnose that this person has a good spirit, has the Holy Ghost filling him? This girl has evil spirits. This one has a spirit of God. How can we tell? How do you diagnose what has filled a person? Do you want to know? You want to know? Look for verse 1. A And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. What Jesus was full of is what led him. What fills you is what leads you. I can tell what has filled you by what is leading you. What fills you? I only need to look at your behavior. What you are telling me doesn't make sense to me. I want to meet you and your brother today in my office. What has filled you is what leads you. If next week Sunday you don't feel like going to church, you should tell yourself in your room what has filled you. There is nobody God will fail who will not go to church. What fails you is what leads you. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, and we are not surprised that the Spirit is what led him. Ask your neighbor, what is leading you? And this man, I'm ending by telling you this. As he sat in his chair in the synagogue, suddenly he began to cry, "Leave us alone! Nobody has said come out." Wow. One of the ways to block evil spirits in your room is to make sure a message is playing in your room. A preaching message is playing in your room. Mommy, don't be too sophisticated to be up. It's like listening to messages. It is pastors. Pastors, you wait. They are coming for you. I asked a brother last night, "The phone you have, show me a message you have downloaded on your phone." He said, "There's no message on it." He said, "There's no message on the phone." I said, "You don't listen to messages?" He said, "I don't listen to messages." He said, "I'm not surprised. Anybody listening to me who doesn't have a habit of, you are in your kitchen, you are in your workshop, you are in your car, you are in the office, and a message is playing. It's not your habit. Something is coming to fill you." Something is coming for you. Number three, you avoid being filled by devils by receiving the prophetic word. In Luke 13, verse 10, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. And there was, verse 11, there was a woman with a spirit of infirmity, 18 years. Say 18 years. Oh, say 18 years. Say 18 years. And she was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. A woman. But when Jesus saw her, verse 13, verse 12, he said to her, "Woman, thou art loose." I pray that one of these days you will hear a pastor saying to you,
"Professor,
you will make it in life."
Amen. Professor,
I hope one of these days you will hear a pastor telling you, "Satan will bow at your feet."
Amen.
I hear one of these days, I'm hoping one of these days, a pastor will tell you, "No weapon fashioned against you in the office shall prosper."
Amen.
I'm believing God one of these days, A pastor will tell you, I see a strong anointing, a healing anointing on you.
Jesus.
I'm praying one of these days, a pastor will tell you that there's an apostolic mantle on your life.
Come on.
I'm hoping one of these days, a pastor will tell you that you are a prayer warrior and you are scattering the devices of the enemy. I hope one of these days, a pastor will tell you, Satan will not succeed in your life. I came to inform you that whatever the devil has planned, you are a prophetic word away.
Jesus.
A prophetic word.
Jesus.
I said a prophetic word.
Jesus.
The Bible says he sent forth his word. When a word is sent,
prophesy.
Receive a word that you will do well.
Amen.
I say you will do well.
Amen.
I say you will shine.
Amen.
I say you will do well.
Amen.
You will marry.
Yes. Prophesy.
And your marriage will be nice.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
God is building you up.
Amen.
No arrow shall pierce you.
Amen.
Any arrow sent in your direction shall be broken in mid-air.
Amen.
Any arrow sent in your direction, if it's not broken mid-air, it is returning to sender.
Yes.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Returning to sender.
Jesus.
You will do well.
Yes.
You will build a house one day.
Oh Jesus,
like I'm telling this woman,
professor,
your body is free of cancer.
Jesus,
your body is free of cancer.
Jesus,
I'm draining it away.
Word, professor,
that diagnosis will
happen. Professor,
your body is free of cancer.
Professor,
your body is free of
Jesus.
Cancer.
I saw
a lady there. Your children have gone to school.
Ah, professor.
Your children, you are not married now. Your children shall go to school.
Yes.
And they will do well.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive. Come on, professor. Professor.
Whatever has been arranged.
Jesus.
To bring you down.
Jesus.
It is failing.
Amen.
It is failing.
Amen.
It is failing.
Amen.
1,000 shall fall at
Jesus.
Your side.
Jesus.
10,000 at your right side.
Prophesy.
You will drink milk.
Yay.
You will eat honey.
Amen.
You will eat bread.
Amen.
People will give you bread.
Prophesy.
People will give you wine.
Amen.
People will give you money.
Amen.
You will not lack bread to eat. Your children will not beg for bread. Receive it now.
Receive it. Prophesy. Kadivi katabadi mahadabaha. Oh, work it, work it, work it. Lepa shata divini kapadi vedebehe. Lepa dabado shapaha.
You will surprise your enemies.
Prophesy.
I said you will surprise your enemies.
Amen.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You will be exactly what your enemy thinks you will never be. In fact,
Professor,
it was not God's plan to give you that house.
Jesus.
But because they said you will never build a house,
prophesy.
Because of that,
prophesy.
God has reversed it. You will build a house.
Amen.
You will drive cars.
Amen.
You will hear the sound of children. Receive it now.
I receive it. Prophesy. Come on. Come on. Lakatoni mashapala dabaha.
Those of you working in offices, you are only going to go up.
Amen.
And up.
Amen.
And up.
Amen.
And up.
Amen.
I'm announcing to you.
Hey.
You'll be liked.
Amen.
I said you'll be liked.
Jesus.
You'll be preferred.
Amen.
You'll be preferred.
Amen.
It's a prophetic word.
Prophesy.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Your face is shining. I said your face is shining.
Prophesy.
With the glory of God.
Amen.
They are liking you.
Hey.
They are choosing you.
Amen.
They are preferring you.
Amen.
Lift your hands and receive it now.
I receive. Prophesy.
There is somebody around me here.
Oh, professor.
There's a plan.
Professor.
That you will have 2 children and you will not have a wedding.
Ah.
But I'm here.
Jesus.
I'm here.
Jesus.
I'm reversing that prophecy.
Yes.
I'm reversing that prediction.
Amen.
One of these days, your wedding train,
Jesus,
will be 20 meters long.
Hey.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Shout, I am making it.
I am making it.
Why are you shouting, I'm making it? Because I'm telling you that you are making it.
Amen.
I said, I am making it.
Hey.
You are making it.
Amen.
I am making it.
Amen.
You are making it.
I'm making it.
Clap your hands and say, I'm making it.
I am making it. I am making it. Hey. Prophesy. I'm making it. Yes. 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 Hey,
I'm telling you, Satan,
Prophesy.
Satan.
Yes.
His plans have failed.
Oh, Jesus. Prophesy.
Is it Job 5 we saw on Saturday? Verse 12. Yes. Give me New Living Translation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Work it, work it. Hey!
Prophesy. He frustrates
Jesus.
The plans of the schemers. You came to church for this prophetic word. He frustrates the plans of the schemers.
Yes.
So that the work of their hands will not succeed.
Hey.
I'm saying to you right now, the work of your enemy,
hey,
the work of their hands,
Jesus,
whatever they are building, whatever they are planning,
Jesus,
it shall not succeed.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
Give me the Message translation. Message.
Come on.
Amazing. He aborts. He aborts the schemes. Sound. He aborts the schemes of conniving crooks, so that none of their plots come to term. It means their plots are aborting. Their plots are not come to pass. Anybody conniving against you, anybody planning against you, by a prophetic word,
Jesus,
I declare,
prophesy,
it shall not,
amen,
it shall not,
amen,
it shall not,
amen.
Clap your hands and pray.
We abort Adime Kapadinos Lepakadaya Baba Impala Dabos Rakataba Impekatos Alebella Dababe Impakataya Dos Rapadinama Lakadabos Lapaninama. We terminate. We abort.
His plans are aborted.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen to me.
Jesus.
Whatever began from your great grandfather,
prophesy,
that has disturbed your grandparents,
hey,
and disturbed your uncles,
yes, yes,
and affected your mother,
Jesus,
is coming for you.
Hey.
But I'm blocking it now.
Amen.
I declare now,
hey,
it ceases now.
Amen.
Cease in your maneuvers.
Amen.
Cease in your maneuvers.
Amen.
Be loose now.
Yes, yes.
Be free now.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and cement it.
Impaladosh Rakatayaba Rapadinamos Lakatani Mama Rapadinama Yapados Rakata. We are born.
Their plans will not come to pass. Their schemes are failing. Their devices are being destroyed. What they have planned is failing. As I what they have planned. As I what they have planned. What will come to pass is the will of God for you. What will come to pass is the will of God for you. Clap your hands and pray. What will come to pass is the will of God for you.
Yes, yes, we are born. We terminate in the name of Jesus.
You see,
Professor,
we are about to pray.
Yes,
but I want to show you one way.
Oh,
the last way. So don't sit down. If you go back to Luke 13, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, thou art loosed. 18 years. It's ending now.
Yes.
Some of you have been under
Prophesy.
The spell,
Jesus,
the harassing influence of devils for 2 years.
Hey.
In fact, this year is the second year. A problem is persisting.
Hey.
Today,
Jesus,
I'm speaking into the atmosphere that there's a termination of any demonic affliction.
Yes.
There is a termination.
Jesus.
There is a termination.
Jesus.
There's a termination.
Yes.
Clap your hands and pray.
Alla pekatayaba, ya peladados, impaladababa, rekatanima, lekadayabos, lapadaba. We terminate, we abort the schemes, the plans of the devil. Adima kadaba, mashaladosh.
And I end with verse 13.
Oh, kadivani.
It's called 13:13. Mommy, you cannot miss this one. And he laid his hands on her.
Ah.
And 2 weeks after.
No! Come on.
I'm sorry.
No.
He laid his hands on her.
Ah.
And the following morning.
No, not in this Bible.
She was made straight.
Not in this Bible.
He laid his hands on her. And 6 minutes afterwards.
No.
He laid his hands on her. And exactly a year.
It's a different Bible.
He laid his hands on her.
No.
And immediately.
Ah, prophesy. Prophesy. Immediately prophesy.
Announcement.
Yay.
Many of you.
Jesus.
Are going to receive something.
Ah.
God. Immediately.
Amen.
Mommy, there are some things you get in the evening when you go home. Girl, there are some things you get if it's Sunday service by Tuesday.
Mm.
But not this one.
Ah. Oh, prophesy, prophesy.
When the power of God is working, it is sudden.
Mm.
Anybody under the power of God shaking, yes, screaming.
Yes.
Bring the person to the front.
Oh,
something is about to happen.
Mashapa.
Because you know, he laid his hands. So there's something beautiful about the laying of hands.
Oh,
like Jesus. When I lay my hands on this lady,
Jesus, working.
Power will enter her.
Yes, yes.
And it marks the end of a season.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One of the ways to avoid becoming a habitation of devils is to have a hand. See, the quality of hands that is laid on you determines the quality of your life.
Professor, yes. That's why we came.
Some of you have allowed devils to lay their hands on you. Fetish priests to lay their hands on you. Herbalists to lay their hands on you. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the hands. Today,
Professor,
I'm going to touch the hands of the women who are wearing canary yellow.
Oh, power.
Only canary yellow. I will hold their right hand. And I will release power into that hand. And they will come to you.
Yay!
When they put that hand I have held
come on.
On you.
Yes.
Something will happen to you.
Then. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Because the dress they are wearing is not a small thing. But there is another meaning of a hand being laid on you. It's not as simple. Come. And if I lay my hand on you, you see that something enters you right now.
Yes.
Immediately the hand is laid on you.
Yes.
Something happens to you.
Oh, yes.
Now what you are watching is only one nuance of the doctrine of laying of hands. Another meaning of laying of hands. You see, can you see me?
Yes.
That my hand is on her? What is another way of describing what is happening? Another way of describing it is that she has come under my hand. It's either my hand is on you or you have come under my hand. Some of you need to come under the hand of quality men and women. In Luke 22, Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired to have you, but I have prayed. You see, when you come under a hand, it's a symbolic of submission. Those of you who do what you want to do, you are only going for a curse. In fact, some people are already cursed. So they smile at authority. They curtsy at authority. But they never submit themselves to authority. I want to ask you an important question in English. Whose hand are you under? It's interesting, eh? That Jesus said Satan wants you. Many of you don't know that Satan wants you. And the very hand you must submit yourself under and submit yourself to is the very hand you feel big about. So there's no escape. The evil spirits will find you. You know, Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. And they were driven away. Hello? Well, I should stop now. They were driven away. And in the forest, in the wilderness, they became thirsty. They searched and searched and searched. There was no water. When they gave up and were about to die, suddenly a pool of water appeared. And as they were drinking, an angel appeared. Because many of you have only found a pool of water, but that pool will not sustain you. Some of you, the life you are living now, it's a life of rebellion, but you have found a pool of water, so you are deceived. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness. By the fountain in the way to Sheol. Verse 8. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? Please pardon the English. And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. Many of you have fled. Some of you are in church listening to me, but in the spirit, you are a vagabond. You are a fugitive. From the Latin word fugere, moving away from. Some of you live with parents at home who have no control over you. You are a fugitive on the run. But so what deceives us is that we get a little fountain. And when we start drinking it on our way of rebellion, we feel that we've found something. But the angel advised her. And in verse 9, the angel of the Lord said to her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
Figuratively, go and let Sarai put her hand on you. Literally meaning, go and submit to the authority of Sarai.
The fact that she has now a child and you also have a child doesn't mean you are a big woman. The fact that you have a car and I'm working doesn't mean you are a big man. The fact that you gave birth to 4 children and your mother gave birth to only 2 doesn't mean that you are greater than your mother. It only means you are a fool. Because what you don't know is that by giving birth to 4 children, you have made your mother a grandmother of 4. Your stupidity has promoted your mother. I'm here to inform you today. A hand, one of the ways, many of you, evil spirits are looking for you. Your only refuge is to be under the authority of your pastor.
Oh, yes.
A father, a mother, who says, sit down, sit down. Go to the back. Go up the stage. What? Run up. By running up the stage, she is running away from the evil looking for her.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Don't be too concerned. Canary yellow to the front. Listen, don't be too concerned. No movement, except the yellow. Don't be too concerned. Hello, listen to me. Stand, no movement. Don't be too concerned that a man has laid his hands on you or has not laid his hands on you. It's good that I lay my hands on you. Receive it now. Get some. Get some. Get it. Get it. If it will make you happy. What must concern you is whether you are submitted to my authority. There are people I have not put my hands on, but they are getting more from me than people I have put my hands on. But in that scripture, it said, submit yourself under her hands. Some of you are having challenges with authority figures. When these women, and it's only women I'm sending, only women, no man put his hand on anybody in the service. Only women. And when they come and they put their hand on you, and don't spend more than 20 seconds. You are going to break ancient curses.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are going to terminate seasons of harassment.
Amen.
Keep clapping your hands. Nothing less than 20 of you here. When the hand is laid on you, it will be now easier for you to submit to your mother's authority at home. Amen. Where are you going if your mother has tied a cloth around her belly and has said something about your life? Where are you going? Harvard or Yale? There will be no Yale. There will be jail. This afternoon, as we close, many of you, evil spirits are responsible for your weird behavior. It's weird. Your behavior doesn't make sense. It only means that evil spirits are in control of your life. But today, God is going to correct it in this building.
Amen.
As I in this living bread cathedral,
Jesus.
God is going to come.
Amen.
Please close your eyes, and you are here today. You are not born again. I want to pray for you right now. You want Jesus into your life. If he's not in your life, then you have just come to a pool. After drinking this pool, you will thirst again. Yes. That's what happened to Hagar. That pool was provided by God. But the angel said, this pool will not sustain you. Go to your mistress. And I'm telling somebody, come to Jesus. Yes. Come to Jesus. If you are here and he wanted to pray for you to receive Jesus Christ into your life, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you. I see your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. High, high. I see your hand. Pastor, I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. If your hand is up, come to me in front here. Come. Come. Run. 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 Run to Jesus. Yes. You are watching the power of God.
He will take care of you.
You are watching the power of God. Three people in the congregation must join them right now, because I'm coming down to pray for them. Hey, can you believe what I just saw? I saw myself giving these guys tight cuts. I don't know what it means. And in the spirit, it's supposed to be for your establishment in the church. Do you have tight cards? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 23, 26, 27 of you. I don't know what it means. Tight card. So, sir, make sure you print tight cards for them to start paying tithes. I've not done this before, but I'm just obeying. It means something. Thank you for your voice, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Look at the power of God. Look at the power of God. Clap your hands again. It's a sound. It's a spiritual sound. It's a spiritual sound. Lift your two hands. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Today in this service.
Today in this service.
I feel you are calling me.
I feel you are calling me.
You are ending a season of my life.
You are ending a season of my life.
A season of sinfulness.
A season of sinfulness.
Carnal living.
Carnal living.
Ungodly living.
Ungodly living.
And you are bringing me.
And you are bringing me
into a new life.
Into a new life
of righteousness.
Of righteousness.
Holiness.
Holiness.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
I turn my back to the world.
I turn my back to the world.
Satan.
Satan.
You are not my master anymore.
You are not my master anymore.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I pray.
I pray.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Make me pure.
Make me pure.
I'm starting a new journey.
I'm starting a new journey.
A new life.
A new life.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
Help me to live this life.
Help me to live this life.
To walk with you.
To walk with you.
This is the best life.
This is the best life.
And I'm happy.
that you are my Father. I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
A new life.
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 I am saved.
I'm saved.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
Amen. I've got pastors. They are going to get your name. They will visit you. They will pray for you. And they will help you in this new life. It's a new walk. And you must commit and submit yourself to God. For God to change your life and make you beautiful once again. So, I want you to go to the pastors right now. They are going to talk to you. And then you'll come back and take your seat. It's a new day. Say, it's a new day. Say, it's a new day, a new life, a new beginning. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Keep clapping. Can I have the communion? I feel some people want to eat a meal. It's a very important meal. Very important meal. Everyone standing. Everybody standing now. Lift your bread.
Oh, yes.
You are eating the body of Christ.
Yes.
His power is in the body. Everything he stood for is in the body. You will not eat this and live another life. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
Let's eat it. Lift your cup. There's healing. There's power. Yes, there's power. There's power in this room. Power over devils.
Yes.
Devils.
Yes.
They want to destroy you. They want to finish you. But you are moving to a higher level.
Amen.
Power, power, power,
yes.
Power.
Yes.
By the blood. Say the blood.
The blood.
Has power.
Has power.
Has power.
Has power.
The blood.
The blood.
Has power.
Has power.
Say power.
Power.
As I drink it.
As I drink it.
Power enters me.
Power enters
against
me.
Every power.
Against every power.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands. May his peace be with you.
Amen.
May his power flow through you.
Amen.
May his power block any attack of the enemy.
Amen.
May his power sustain you.
Amen.
Hey, when the arrow comes, may the power break the arrow into two. When they speak, may his power be a shield.
Amen.
Power!
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
That we are going this week. We are going into this week.
Oh, yes.
With that power. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whatever the devil said,
oh,
it's not coming to pass.
Amen.
What God said is coming to pass.
Amen.
What your enemy planned is failing.
Amen.
What God has planned is coming to pass.
Amen.
Receive a new day, a new blessing, a new door, a new energy, a new fire. What about they have come to plant in your car? In your office, whatever we are discussing, it is failing now.
Amen.
It is failing now.
Amen.
I abort it now.
Yes.
I abort it.
Yes.
It will not mature.
Amen.
Anything that has been hatched,
Jesus,
against you,
Jesus,
will not mature.
Amen.
I take power from it.
Amen.
I take power from it.
Amen.
I emasculate it.
Ah.
It will exist, but it is powerless. Manuna Maya Gabada Baba. The Lord watch over you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Be seated, please.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanair Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.